meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. One, two, three. Adam Carolla and Dr. Carolla.
Love Line, coast to coast.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fast number. I always chuckle a little when we give that out because I've seen two faxes in the last 14 years. And I've only been on the show for 5 years, and the two said Adam sucked. Fax number 3108. Oh, scratch it. Oh, we don't got it. All right.
Not working.
Well, you're breaking my heart, Anderson. All right, good. Screw the faxes. Tonight, and tell me if I mispronounce this, Rosa Blasey? Yeah, and Josh Cox, both from Strong Medicine, which is a new show out on Lifetime. Whoopi Goldberg is a producer of this show, and this is, how involved is Whoopi in this?
Whoopi is very, very hands-on. She's absolutely essential in every decision, and especially when she is at times on the set, she's very hands-on, even things as little as, or as major as, we need more mammogram signs or whatever. She is very hands-on.
It's an invisible hand, but her hand is on.
Exactly. Yeah. But Tammy Ader is there every day, day-to-day, like a David Kelly freak.
Did Whoopi, I know, when I hear about this, David Kelly's got a fifth show coming out or something, and I think, would you just stay home and bang Michelle Pfeiffer all the life? Oh, these guys drive me nuts. Is this Whoopi's creation or
hers and Tammy's? Yeah.
And
she was literally in the labor room with the birth of her grandchild and was there for a while, obviously through labor. And she just started talking to people and getting hospital stories. And she's like, "This is so different from when I was giving birth. This is a great idea for the show." And literally from the hospital made the phone call to Columbia TriStar. And I guess when you're Whoopi, you can do that and sell a show. Like, you know, hey.
Well, let's get it rolling.
Well, it's a good thing she wasn't hanging out at a car wash, I guess, because you guys would be screwed. All right, so the show's new, and my problem is it's on Sunday nights, 9 o'clock, when I'm at least supposed to be leaving for Loveline over here. So I have not seen the show, so why don't you give us a brief synopsis of it? Besides, we know it takes place in a hospital, but...
Well, it's about, mainly focuses on the two women doctors, one from a more richer hospital, one from a more urban environment. She runs a free clinic, and Whoopi Goldberg's character brings the two together, and they kind of, the free clinic comes under the umbrella of the richer hospital, and they become one.
Much to the
chagrin of both women.
Of Janine Turner plays the other doctor.
Right. And, Josh, you play a candy striper, I read in the bio.
Yes, as a matter of fact, a candy striper. I ride a motorcycle in my candy striped suit.
You're like the hunky, against-type male nurse.
Exactly. Midwife.
Drew, are there any hunky male nurses, or are there all those guys
no.
that sort of produce estrogen wear slippers?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
There's some hunky black male nurses, but are there any hunky white guys?
They look, I see, especially at the psych hospitals.
Oh, yeah. Well, right. They're like ex-wrestlers over there.
Required size.
And Rosa, what is your part?
I play the other doctor. I play the street doctor. Pretty raw, pretty girl from the street to Philadelphia. Very, very opposite character.
Right, but graduated med school.
No, actually, that's part of the show. I'm facing everything. No, I did graduate med school.
Any doctors that look like Rosa floating around the hospital?
We could only wish.
No way.
The city hospital.
Not in the inner city.
No.
Just a bunch of weird Indian guys you can't understand, right? Do you have a lot of Indian doctors?
We've had some Indian guests on that show.
Very important, as I said. Well, Drew, isn't it true that half of all Indians are doctors, or at least everyone
really?
That comes to this country?
In India, unlike this country, doctors are held in very high esteem.
Really?
Yes.
That's right. But they let let cows cramp in the street over there. Too,
well, because
so cows
are sacred and doctors are clear.
Very backwards country. All right, strong medicine.
Sacredness of the doctor over there.
Lifetime at 9 o'clock, and then as soon as that ends, you can switch it over to Comedy Central and watch the Man Show. Get a nice broad range of entertainment.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, let's get to David is 24. David?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I want to know if I went too far this Labor Day weekend.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, Adam Crowell, I think your show's kicked. Well, I can't say ass on the show, can I?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
Asshole.
Okay, anyway. I took two hookers from Texas to Nuevo Laredo. We were coked up. We were going to go to Boys Town.
What's Boys Town?
Huh?
That's where... I don't know, you'd meet the...
What does Boys Town mean by you?
Spencer Tracy?
Yeah, you get raped by Spencer Tracy.
You took the female hookers to meet the boy hookers?
No, no. We're going to do America and Mexico at the same time.
I see. Mm.
Uh-huh. So, anyway, I almost got thrown into a federal prison.
Yeah. Hey, David.
Yes, sir.
Just by your voice, it doesn't sound like you're the Lorenzo Lamas ride a motorcycle with no helmet, freewheeling guy.
That's why I got to buy it.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
Huh? Electrician.
I see. And you can afford these hookers, huh?
My parents got a lot of money.
I see. Glad. They'll be glad to know that's where it's going. So you took these two hookers. Did you cross the border with them?
Yep.
And then what happened?
Well, we got to a border town and went up there drinking, and Mexico police threw me up against the car and was fixing to take my car. And a fight broke out, so they went to that, and so I got the hell out of there.
All right, so what's your question?
I just want to know if that was a little bit too far.
No, not far enough.
Not far enough?
Next time you get some mezcal and you drink that and you get a third hooker.
Okay, all right,
David?
What do you think we're going to say, David?
Oh, shut up. He's an idiot. Who cares?
Yeah.
He's, listen, I live life on the edge. I'm a wild man. I'd like to see his kind of real life.
A little,
what?
The voice, a little touch of something.
That was Southern.
No, like maybe.
Like he was trying to wring the gay out of him with the hookers?
Yes.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah. You tried that your senior year of college, right?
Yeah, keep trying.
Didn't work. Even the marriage. Jerry?
Hello.
You're 26.
Yes, I am. Hey, I got a question for you guys here.
Yeah.
All right. I live in Chicago, so we get to replay the show, and I heard a boy call and ask about the testicle cancer.
Right.
I do have a lump, but it's like on the side wall.
Right. Is it like a rock, like we talked about last night?
Yeah, it's like a pebble.
All right. Gotta get it ultrasound. Get it checked out.
Yeah, what do you mean on the side wall?
Like you mean in the skin?
Yeah. Well, it's like not under. It's like actually on the side.
Like in the skin.
Yeah, but it's in the skin, right?
Well, it's a skin problem then. Don't worry about it.
But Drew, I had a question though, because before when I first felt it, I squeezed it. I did get some kind of pus.
Right. So it's a sebaceous cyst. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Still get a check, though. It could be.
Yeah. No, it's a sebaceous cyst.
Oh, God. But shouldn't I get checked?
You should get checked, but it's not.
Is that right?
It's a skin problem. Guys get sebaceous cysts down there.
Yeah. Not me, but guys.
I mean, it's not even just pus. It's like,
I get them on my ass.
It's like a...
From being overweight, Drew?
That tends to predispose the bacteria to grow in there, but it's like a toothpaste.
Your crotch becomes like a greenhouse when you're fat.
It's a little hot and sweaty.
Yeah, there's like gecko lizards and moss growing on your nostrils. It's a mess down there.
It's like toothpaste-y kind of material coming out of it, right?
Right.
Whoa, okay, holy. That is the sebaceous
thing. Land of the lost in your underpants. Chakas.
Chakas can be there any second. In Adam's case, when it's the toothpaste, it's some old talc. It's the paper mache you're forming down there.
Hey, I talc up before I leave the house. People appreciate that. What would you rather smell, bottom of nutsack or Johnson's baby powder?
Baby powder.
All right. There you go. There you go. Randy?
Yep.
You get 2-3 wearings out of a pair of underpants you use talc.
That's right.
What's up, Randy? 32.
Yeah, I came into some Viagra, and I wanted to ask Drew what to do about going about taking these things.
How did you come into Viagra?
I just got them in the mail. The freakiest thing.
Huh. You sure it's Viagra and not one of these phony...
It was in a bottle, a prescription bottle, and it actually had my name on it.
Oh, so somebody's...
Wait, did you order it off the internet?
No, I'm thinking maybe a friend may have playing a joke on
somebody's joking.
I'm thinking that disgruntled ex-girlfriend trying to send a message.
Well, that's like passed my mind too there.
Yeah.
Hey now.
Well, we don't know the full impact of healthy people taking that medication. In other words, if there's a medical reason, then it's worth the risk. But for a healthy person, we really don't know the full implications. So
I mean, would you be a heart attack or something?
Not unless you had coronary disease, and even then it's people on nitrates with coronary disease.
Right, well, let me ask this, the way you put this, Drew, because I know you like to discourage people from taking prescription meds when they don't need them.
Yeah.
But it's not as if it affects healthy people more and more adversely than an unhealthy person.
Right.
You're just saying if you're unhealthy, meaning you cannot achieve an erection,
it's worth the risk.
It's worth the chance of taking it.
Yeah, but Randy
could take it. First off, any guy named Randy's going to need a little help in this act. That's not a man saying that, Randy.
Well, no, but I know a friend that was on an antidepressant and then was prescribed it because sex drive lowered. But, I mean, that's a healthy person who just happens to be having to take this.
No, it's an unhealthy person. They have a disease, depression, which kills 20% of the people with that disease. So they have to take medicine in order to deal with that disease. And then it's worth taking the... And really, that's a real common problem. So they add Wellbutrin or switch to Remeron or Serazolin. Or they adding the Viagra is sort of a new thing. It doesn't really work that well.
Hold on. I'd like to give a quick retraction on the Pussy Randy correlation. Macho Man Randy Savage is coming in the studio tomorrow night. I'm just looking up at the thing, and I don't want him snapping me like a Slim Jim. So, Randy, if you're listening, buddy, you know I'm just kidding. We'll see you tomorrow night. And it's, you know Randy Savage is, Drew?
The Macho Man? Way back.
It seems like a lot of work being Randy. You know, he's always going to this, he's talking to little Teddy Frizz. It's like he's starting to take a cramp, and he's got that hand salon thing going, and he's all shaved and pumped and oiled.
Looks like he's
going
to bust a vein.
Yeah, I saw him at the X Games, and I thought, wow, it's a lot of work being Randy Savage. Much like what happened to Pee Wee Herman. You know what I mean? You paint yourself in your corner, and now it's like you're Pee-wee or you're Randy Savage. And I was talking to my funny partner, the Emmy Award-winning Jimmy Kimmel, today about how great it is doing the Man Show because, you know, as a B/C celebrity, you want to walk into some store and rent a porno. You think for a minute, oh, Christ, people are going to recognize me. And then you think, wait a minute, I do the Man Show. I should be doing this. This is important.
Part of my research, part of my work.
I'll get in trouble if I'm not seen around these places for too long. Adam?
Yeah?
You're 24.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I dated this girl a ways back, and when we were, you know, messing around and getting down to things, she had excessive fluids down there, like more wet than normal.
Like during orgasm, or...?
It could have been, or just most, like, direct
stimulation.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was more than I've ever experienced.
Well,
I mean,
good for you.
You must have been doing something right.
Yeah, what's the problem?
I mean, this is too much. I mean, it's not like, you know, there's wet, and then there's, like, a flood.
All right.
What is that?
Are you concerned it could be urine?
Is that what it could be?
Sometimes.
That's during orgasm. She was just wet during any kind of stimulation. That's just the way she's cut out, Adam.
It's fine.
Because it's like...
Maybe you reminded her of her uncle or father.
Oh.
Well, which probably
is rude.
Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah. Now you guys are broken up now?
We just dated for a short period.
I see.
Yeah, it was like it shot out.
All right, we got it.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
It shot out during orgasm?
Yeah.
She's real quiet. I mean, I don't know. We didn't have sex.
All right, listen. Hey, Earth to Tard Planet, listen to what I'm asking you because we can't get the answer to this question. Please listen.
I'm ready.
You don't know whether she had the orgasm or not. I'm with you on that one. But... was she relatively dry up until a certain point and then a ton of moisture and something came shooting out? Or was she just completely moist all the way through?
Okay, she was completely moist all the way through, and at certain points, more would come.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
This is on a waterbed, and I mean, it's like the sheets were soaked.
All right. All right, well, maybe there's just a leak. All right, Adam. You're quite a mess.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
Not everyone's going to be that way.
Check your back pocket.
Have you been with many girls?
Not a ton, no.
No, but they all haven't been this way, right?
Right.
All right.
Do you keep losing your keys?
I watch myself.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
All right,
relax.
Listen, I don't understand why we get these sort of calls about things that we can't change and happen about people they've already broken up with.
And what is it they're concerned about? Like, we're going to...
But I think some of them just want to, like, tell you, like, oh, my life really sucks. I have this 11-inch you know, I mean, I think some people just, I think some
excuse
people.
Me, Anderson, did we hit that button on time? Where did Road Station went to station school?
Oh, is that a, that's not a radio word.
I don't know if we can say that. I'm confused by these FCC rules myself. Anderson
well,
shaking
his head. Well, you said the keywords, so I figured it was okay.
I know, because a doctor would use sort of interchange that talking. A urologist may be
that's
talking.
That's OBGYN, right?
It is a medical term, isn't it? Not? I thought
it is now.
Okay. Note to self.
Okay.
In case that word comes up in my vocabulary.
Leah?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Caller goes by the name of Leah?
That would be myself.
All right, you're 22. What's going on?
Actually, I'm 23.
All righty. Been on hold for a while. What's up?
Just recently, I've been married for like a year and a half, and just recently my husband was picked up for, soliciting prostitution, and I'm a little confused about how I should feel about that. I mean, I guess I believe that he didn't. I mean, I don't know.
Well, all right,
okay,
I'm confused. All right,
what don't you know?
I don't know if I should believe him that he didn't do it.
What do you think he was? What, the police just grabbed him out of his car and they said, hey.
Well, I'll tell you his story.
Well, his argument is he was pimping. He wasn't.
Well, let's look at his history. Has he ever been sexually compulsive?
He cheated on me when we first got together before we were married.
Has he ever gone to prostitutes before?
No.
Probably has.
Does well, that, we spoke pretty freely before, well, I don't know, you know, that's the thing. But, we spoke pretty freely before, like, he got married and all that good stuff, and he pretty much was like, ugh, they're disgusting, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what he told me, you know.
Right. It's like a priest talking about one of those young altar boys. Oh, they give me the heebie-jeebies with their lily white hair,
suddenly
naked asses, and their pouty cheeks. What is his story? So what happened?
Okay. According to him, he was leaving Taco Bell, and the lady was coming in. She was
guilty.
Kind of scrubby.
Yeah.
He's guilty?
Taco Bell.
Too descriptive.
It's all over.
Well, I asked for a lot of details, but anyhow, if she asked for a ride, he told her no. He was at work at the time, he told her no. He said she didn't ask for any money, or there was no taco money or anything like that.
Right.
He had his car, about two blocks away. There was nobody in his car when he got pulled over, but they pulled him over. He said the cops were coming up. There's a lot of cars behind him. So he pulled over, and he thought he was getting out of the way, whatever, or that they was coming for him. So he gets out the car. He was like, what's the problem? Whatever. They're like, get out the car. They said he's been arrested. He said, arrested for what? They said soliciting. And he said the first thing he could think of was like selling magazines. And he was like, what are y'all talking about? And then they said soliciting prostitution. So he started to resist. They punched him in the mouth.
They said you're being arrested for soliciting prostitution, and he started to resist.
So it's swinging right then.
What? Yeah. What kind of strategy is that?
You think that sounds a little strange?
Well, let's put it this way.
Okay, put it that way.
Let's suppose you were at a Taco Bell and some guy came up and started talking to you and wanted a ride, and
you didn't know him.
You didn't know him. Okay, but was she in the car?
No.
But she was in the car for a while.
No, she never got in the car.
Never got in the car.
He was just talking to her at Taco Bell, and then he got pulled over after he left the bell.
He said, I'm not giving you a ride.
I should also add the fact that it was a sting, and it was the end of the month. They, arrested, 90 people for soliciting that day.
Right. It was called the big Cordita sting. They host people outside the Taco
Cordita
Bell.
Cordita Supreme.
Yeah. Listen, that's... hold on. If you're looking for... If you're looking for the sort of underbelly of this country, staking out a Taco Bell is not a bad place to start.
It's on a really bad strip. I don't know.
What was he doing there?
He was going on a lunch run for work, right?
Yeah.
Is that where he routinely goes?
Yeah.
All right. So, listen. He just talked to this woman, and then he left her at the Taco Bell, got in his car, and drove away. And then got pulled over, and then took a swing at the cops.
Yeah, doesn't fit.
Don't you think if you just, let's just say you just did that, wouldn't you just be confused when the cops pulled you over?
That's what he said he was, pretty confused.
Well,
why would he swing at him then?
Mm. He didn't swing at him. He said he was trying to pull his arms away, and then that's when they popped him.
Pull his arms away from what?
They popped him first.
There was no fighting. I'm just telling you this story. According to him. They were like, you know, you're under arrest, whatever. And he was like, well, you know, for what? And they were like, soliciting. He was like, what? What are you talking about?
Let's look at history. Does he have any previous criminal record?
Yes.
Okay.
Shocking.
Adam.
Shocking.
Indeed.
What for?
He has some marijuana and LSD back when he was like 17 or something. He's like 28 now. That was more than 10 years ago.
Nothing else?
No, nothing else.
All right, so he's not on parole or anything like that.
No.
All right.
Yeah, he's a cheater.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe him. And he eats a Taco Bell.
Indeed. The story just doesn't fit.
It just doesn't make sense. There seems to be pieces missing.
When things don't make sense, it's because they're not telling the whole story.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you real quick. OJ, innocent or guilty? Just trying to see where you're at here. Don't know?
Oh, no.
You got a sister? I like to... I can marry her. I can get away with it. Jesus Christ. Listen, here's the deal, everybody, with everything. All you got to do is use common sense.
Yeah.
That's all you got to
really
do.
Easy. I mean, it always makes sense.
You'll always arrive at your answer. Like, for instance, OJ. It's like you got a disguise in your car and a bunch of cash and a fake passport and you're heading for the border. Okay. That's room. If you came home and someone had killed your wife, what would your plan be?
It would not be that.
Pack up a bunch of disguise and head for the border?
No.
Ooh, head for the border, though. That's a good Taco Bell.
There you go.
That used to be an old Taco Bell.
Taco Bell commercial.
Yeah, this guy chats up some chick who's behind him in line at Taco Bell, then gets in his car and is heading back to work, and all of a sudden he's tackled by
during the day, no less.
Yeah.
Mm. Just the lunchtime.
No, guilty. Yeah. I'm going with guilty. All right. Have you seen Taco Bell's new gordita, though? They now do a thing where they take a hard shell taco.
Yeah, wrap it.
And they wrap it
with a soft
with a layer of cheese and then a soft shell taco and then, like, dip it in pure cholesterol. They've somehow been able to pull cholesterol and isolate that atom and that molecule, and they just have a dipping sauce called cholesterol, and they dip it in that now, and then and they give you a big pat of butter on it. I think it's just a cube of butter wrapped in bacon.
Well, they actually have different sauces, butter, mayonnaise, and just pure fat.
And butter and mayonnaise.
And lard. So you're fat by the time you leave the drive-thru.
That's right. We take a cube of butter, we wrap it in Canadian bacon, and put a toothpick through it.
I like Taco Bell, I gotta tell you. I love Taco Bell.
I like Taco Bell, too. But I stay away from the meat.
No, good.
All right, true. What do you do? Would you get some kind of contract?
No, I just like Taco Bell.
All right, take yourself a little break. I'll tell you when I got off with Taco Bell, when they dropped the bell beefer. Those of you who are old school.
In the foil
those
phrase.
Of you are. No.
Those in Chorizo.
Those of you who are old school, especially probably from the L.A. area, remember the bell beefer. Drew, because
it was a hamburger.
Yes, it's a hamburger bun. They took a white hamburger bun. They slopped, ground chuck on there. I mean, the taco meat on there. And then they put a little lettuce on top of that and some cheese, and it was known as the bell beefer.
Remember the enchiladas?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember Cinnamon Crisp, the original, when they were in the little triangle?
But that was way after the bell beefer.
Oh, sorry.
Don't even put them on the same menu.
In fact, they probably have little fires in the front patio area. Remember?
Yeah. All right, we got to go to break. I can't talk about Taco Bell anymore, except for I can say this, and here's what society has eroded to. Every goddamn Taco Bell used to have an open fire pit, a natural gas-powered fire pit with those lava rocks.
Yes.
The thing was 5 feet in diameter, it was 4 feet high, and it sat there with a flame coming out of it in front of the restaurant, right out on the street, 3 feet from the sidewalk. Every one of these places had it.
Yep.
Now,
hang on,
the kind
children.
Of society that we're living in today, yeah, the litigious nature of our society, or just the folks, that's an impossibility today, right?
Yeah, no, but no,
how many millions of crack babies would be tossed into that fire?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so we can't have our Taco Bell fire
or
our bell beefer. All right, we'll take a little break. Rose and Josh are both here from Strong Medicine. Lifetime, Sunday nights, 9 o'clock. Whoopi Goldberg can be found on this show.
It's a rerun Saturday night at midnight. So first, we're done with your little man show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you watch it then.
Yeah.
We'll take a little break. We'll be back. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, will be in here tomorrow night to kick my ass. Rosa Blasey and Josh Cox are both here tonight from Strong Medicine. This is on Lifetime Sunday nights, 9 o'clock. It's a very new show, but it's been getting, what I hear, are very good reviews. So, again, 9 o'clock, Sunday nights.
Lifetime. Going the full 22, ladies and gentlemen.
What size network is Lifetime? I'm always surprised to hear when they, you know, these cable, like, you know, you think MTV's huge, but as it turns out, they're behind, I don't know, the court channel or something like that. What is it?
Rosa
Nova. I went to enough, what's it called?
You did enough press junkets
to kill it's number two in cable.
Really?
It's wow. It's 75 yeah. million homes.
That means two behind, what's that, more, HBO? Or
I don't know.
No,
I didn't ask. I was just like, okay, sweet. And we're number one,
like
most
CNN
important
or
thing.
Something.
Really?
Wow. Maybe.
I don't know. Good,
yeah, maybe. Or the Home Shopping Network. No, I don't know.
It's Food weird. Show. It's weird, though.
TNN.
Meaning, in when it comes to, like, let's say, products, you know, Coke is number one, and RC Cola is number eight or whatever, and you know it. I mean, you wouldn't be confused by that. You wouldn't
like
be
Nabisco,
startled.
Whatever,
you wouldn't be startled by that. But in cable, what you think may be number one, I mean, like I said, you take something like MTV, they could be number 18.
Right.
And or whatever. But the point is I'd like to figure out the order of those, and I've seen it before, and I can never remember it, but I always remember being surprised by which ones are at the top.
Right. Well, important also is demographics, and obviously, and
right.
I know those demographics. I mean, I know we're number one with women from 18 on in every category, obviously for women, because it's known as the women's.
Lifetime's sort of the, it's the chick network.
Yeah, Lifetime and women's.
And I was thinking, well.
Are they going to change the name?
Yeah, to the chick network. CNN was taken,
TCN.
I don't want to confuse people.
Corolla Consultancy Firm.
But,
suggested.
You know, I was thinking, well, Josh is getting screwed being on the chick network.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute, that's good.
Earth, though.
Yeah, that's sharp.
Are you
kidding? Forget about the part. His whole audience is women.
Mm-hmm.
It's good news, babe.
And they all asked me for his number or his picture, all of them.
Yeah, I did the math. I was at this restaurant today by my house called Hugo's. It's really good.
Oh,
I opened a new one in the valley.
Nice.
And I ordered this smoothie called Woman's Juice. And, you know, I felt kind of ridiculous doing it, but it sounded like the best one. Had a, like they said, you know, we take, like, papaya juice and cranberry, and then we throw a cordita in there and, like, whip it up. It really sounded good. So I ordered the woman's juice, and everyone was making fun of me. And then I thought to myself,
you're gay.
I said, hey, what if I ordered the man's juice? Yeah. Wouldn't that be worse? Think about it.
Yeah,
so if you're going to be on a network as a guy, you should be on the chick network. That's smart.
I have a smile from ear to ear.
Danae.
Yes.
Danae, you're 16.
Yes.
What's up?
I have a friend, right? And he said he's gay, right? And he said that he's been gay since birth, and I was wondering if that's possible, because I don't see how he can be gay since birth.
Well, there's debate about how much of sexual preference is biology and how much is it the environment in which one is reared. There's certainly some people that are more biologically prone than others, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, too. You're not gay, right, Danae?
No, I'm not.
Right, but you're heterosexual.
Yeah.
You've been heterosexual since birth.
Yeah.
But you didn't give a guy a hand job when you're four, right?
No.
No. But you're still heterosexual since birth.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So I don't think he was thinking he was, boy, I could go for a nice penis at age two. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
I think that's what they mean by since birth.
Well, like, did something, like, happen to him, like, when he was younger? Because, like, how can, like, people, like, begin to be gay? You know what I mean?
Oh, they can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just as you may never have imagined yourself, just the friends that I have that are gay tell me, A, why would I choose this kind of, you know, why would I choose this?
Uh-huh.
The lifestyle and the rejection and, you know, all that.
Most prejudice. Many gay males would choose otherwise.
Oh, God.
Try
to have marriages or relationships for a few years. And the other flip side of that is they knew from a very early age, they might not have known, oh, I want another guy, but they knew something was off. At a very early age, and they all said that. That's the one thing they all have in common.
Do you like the fact that I am gay?
Oh, true, please. The mic's hot. And Danae?
Yes.
But it is true. He could have been goosed by some drunken uncle when he was five, and that could have helped him.
God forbid.
You know what I mean? But either way, it's not worth it. It's not worth
something you're going to change.
Examining it.
Yeah.
Why, are you attracted to him?
Oh, no.
No.
Just curious.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just, like, wondering.
Okay. you're fine. Don't try to change him.
Okay.
All right.
He's perfect.
Listen, I wish I could be gay. I'm the exact opposite of these guys. I've thought about this lifestyle. Shacking up.
Well, you should. You'd be the perfect person.
Oh. I'd be great gay.
Mm. Oh, I'm telling you, it's the blend of the two perfect.
I'd be the leader of all gays, by the way. Whatever, you know, Jesse Jackson is to the blacks, I would be that to the gays. Where is the gay leadership?
Head of the parade.
Head of the gays.
But think about
King of all gays.
Do you and Jimmy?
Oh, what a life.
You'd be, you'd be fixing everything around the house.
He'd be in every room.
He'd be in his slippers. You'd be bringing
him. Oh, on vacation. Oh, what a wonderful
time. You're both
time.
Literally millionaires.
Oh, taking a me day every other day, finding myself. Oh, it'd be great. Oh,
free to love, baby.
Karen?
Yes.
You're 21.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my husband and I are about to have our first baby. And before we got pregnant, we've been together quite a while. Before we got pregnant, we partied quite a bit. And I did LSD about 3 or 4 times.
Right.
And someone told me that acid deposits itself in your spinal cord. And I'm wondering if that's going to cause me to have any kind of problems with me or the baby if I choose to get an epidural or a spinal.
No, no. It damages your brain, but that won't affect anything to do with the anesthesia.
Then you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, your kid will be fine.
I also have a small question about circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very against it.
Why?
I don't...
Ouch!
Yes. How come?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know...
They use anesthesia now. They don't feel it, so...
I know.
Yeah. And the Jews get the kids drunk, so they never feel anything.
But is it better medically to have it done?
Yeah.
Well,
it's
a coin toss.
What about your husband? Where's he coming down on it?
He's debating also.
Is he circumcised?
Yes.
Yeah. And he doesn't like his penis?
I've heard the pleasure factor is decreased with circumcision. I don't know.
Well, I heard it was increased, but you have to ask yourself, it's like naming your kid, like, you know, Montana. They're going to probably be the only kid in school named Montana, and there is the possibility of getting teased because they might be of the minority in that department when it comes to getting naked in the locker room.
In this country. And some, we get calls from young ladies who freak out about it. They're not used to saying that. And it does increase the risk of local infection, and there are no cases of penile cancer in circumcised males, so they debate that there may be some medical reason for it. And this business about the skin thickness, the tip of the penis, the predominant call we get here is guys getting too aroused, right? They come too quickly. So that's not
right.
Here. Oh,
listen. Karen.
Yes.
Here's the deal. Why don't you leave it up to your husband? I know it sounds sexist, but
how dare you?
It's son's penis.
How dare you?
You don't really care one way or the other. You know, well, let him make a call.
She does care. She's saying no.
My husband's not really, I mean, he doesn't really care one way or the other.
Oh, all right. Well, then you make the call.
I would be pissed if they're not circumcising.
You would have.
Then as an adult, you'd be like, oh, Christ, now it hurts. Oh. Now it's a problem.
All right. Okay.
Now
Drew has 2 sons. He had them both circumcised. And anyone who listens to the show with any regularity knows that whatever Drew has done, he wants everyone else to do. Therefore, it validates his decision as a father. You understand? Listen, it couldn't hurt. Here's the deal.
It couldn't hurt
to circumcise Junior. All right?
Think of all the calls we get, the guys with the stenosis and the tears and stuff.
Yeah,
you want to go through that?
Mm. Play it safe. Get them circumcised. And Drew, are you getting some kind of kickback from the Moyle Board of America or something? The MBA? Is there a union of Moyles? How does that work? And if you're a non-Jew who performs circumcision, are you like an honorary Moyle or you're not a Moyle? Do you have to be a rabbi to be a Moyle? Does anyone who cuts a penis off, foreskin off, become a Moyle? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Moyle school is where you go.
Sure.
And then you have to be blessed by a rabbi at the Moyle school.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And the Moylesters organization has to sign you in.
Yeah, there's a Moyle certification. Yeah. Jillian?
Hi.
You're 19. What's up?
Yes, I am. My question is, for about the past year, I've been really attracted to older guys, and I'm just wondering if that's like a phase that I'll grow out of.
You're 19?
Uh-huh.
How old?
Mid-40s.
What kind of Adam's age?
Yeah. What's your